Well, hello there to you. This is Clarissa Kinty, and welcome to the Clarissa Kinty Podcast Show. I'm so excited to be here with you guys on this platform, and I'm going to have a really good time just connecting with you and just being transparent and open about me, my life experiences, bring a few guests on so we can talk a little bit and chit-chat and just share about what's going on with us as people, because we need that platform to where we can talk, share, and just love on each other, right? That's what we gotta do. So guys, listen, I wanna go ahead and give a big shout out to ICU Media. ICU Media is our sponsor for this show and Clarissa Kinty Podcast Show. That's ICUMediaLive.com. That's ICUMediaLive.com for all of your live stream podcast productions and all the great stuff that you need and all your media needs. Go out there, check them out. They are the sponsor of the Clarissa Kinty Podcast Show. So big kudos and a big shout out to them. Hope you're doing well. Happy New Year to all of you. You know, I've been kind of out there and getting some text messages and things from people who are really, really dealing with some issues as it relates to their mental space, where they are in their minds right now. And you know, I thought about it, and I've been, you know, kind of coaching some people because I am a life coach and a minister for 20 some odd years. And so I've counseled many people. And when I think about it, I always think about, you know, there's power in your praise. There's power in your praise. And so that's what this series is about. Series one, episode one, there's power in your praise. You know, when I think about things that I've dealt with in my life, you typically, especially with women, we have a tendency to crawl into a hole and kind of sit there for a minute. It's kind of like a holding space or a waiting room, if you will, if you're going to visit someone in the hospital and you have to go out to the waiting room. We crawl into that hole and we sit there. We're quiet. We don't really say much. We're just kind of in that hole. And that's just really not the best place to go. It's not a safety place for us. It seems to be a place of safety, but that's just a mirage. It's not true. It's a facade. You know, we have to get to a place that when we fall into those dark spaces in our lives, we have to, for lack of a better term, man up. We have to stand up. We have to get our bearings and see what we can do about pushing ourselves to a praise. There's power in praise. There's power in praise. So I want to be a little transparent with you right now. You know, I've had several different little spots in my life where it was just tough times for me, very hurtful, disappointing, disheartening. And, you know, at that moment, like we most, all of us really do, we kind of react before we act. We react before we act. And I was mad. I was upset. I was angry. I yelled. I just wanted to just keep running and keep running. And I just didn't know what to do with those emotions. And I held those emotions for a very long time. And I have to say that when you hold unforgiveness or emotions that you don't know what to do with, they have a tendency to kind of set up in your psyche. And it prevents you from being effective in other things that you wish to be effective in. And so when you do that, it just hinders life. It hinders the progression of life. And so in that, I sat there for a minute, and then I got tired of being that person. I got tired of being that hurt, disgruntled, unhappy person with no peace and no promise, really. A hopeless, if you will. And then I was able to remind myself that there is a place of safety. There is a place that one can go to find refuge and to find peace. And I was able to go to my Heavenly Father. There's another term for that. It's called Migdal Oz. And I can't remember if that's Greek or Hebrew, but that's another name for a strong tower. And if you know anything about a strong tower or a tower, back in the biblical days when the countries or the cities or the communities were at a threat or in a threat or a possible threat, there were towers that were strategically placed in those communities or in those countries, and they were the tallest buildings in that community. And if there is a threat towards the people and the citizens of that community, they would go into that tower and they would go all the way up to the very highest point that they could go in that tower. And it was there where they were able to find refuge, and it was there that that was the safest place for them to go. But they had to climb and exert some type of energy to take themselves up from the place where they were. And if the higher they would go up, the safer they would become. And so when I think about that analogy, I'm thinking about Christ. And I had to think about him during those trying times. And I decided to stand up. Literally, during my quiet time, I literally stood up. So by standing up, it took me from a place of sitting down and kneeling and being heavy laden. When I postured or repostured myself for standing, it put me in a different place to where I was closer to God. It put me in a different positioning where I felt some strength in my standing. And it was from that standing I was able to walk my floors, and I found some praise music. And as I found that praise music, I started to shift myself from being heavy laden and shifting myself from being disgruntled and unhappy. And I was able to shift myself to a praise. I was able to find the power, the muster up the strength from somewhere to open up my mouth and to speak out a word of praise. And when I started to do that, I found that it was impossible to be heavy laden and to be in a spirit of praise at the same time, much like being in a dark place, because light and dark cannot dwell in the same place simultaneously. So I was able to take myself out of that space of darkness and put myself into a praise for just those 5 minutes. And it was the time when I was in that spirit of praise that and worship unto God. I felt a peace. I felt a release. I felt liberation. When I got into that space, and it was in that space when I was able to feel empowered, because it was the Holy Spirit that showed up in the ever essence of my being. And when I started to open up my mouth and just give God the praise, I praise you, Lord. I praise you. I praise you. I lift you. You're a mighty God. You're a mighty strong tower. You're an ever-present help in the time of trouble. Lord, I praise you. It was there that I was able to find a peace that surpasseth all understanding. It was a peace that I could not explain. But it was that very same peace that gave me the power that I needed to put one foot in front of the other, to be able to push to another day, to be able to raise my head throughout the day and look forward to a promise, to a place that God has called me to do and called me to be in that space. But I had to find and muster the power to push a praise out. And what you have to realize, and I think what some of you may need to realize, is that that is something that God cannot do for you. God cannot make you stand up. He cannot make you open your mouth and to utter out a praise. He cannot make you turn your face to the wall. He cannot make you run to Migdal Oz, a strong tower. He cannot make you do that. Only you can make yourself do that. You have to find the strength to put one foot in front of the other. But when you do that, it's within that action that God is able to empower you with the Holy Spirit. And he attaches his strength and his power to your natural. And you become supernatural, and you cannot explain your actions. You cannot explain your steps. But the next thing you know, you're stepping one foot in front of the other because you decided to stand up. And you decided to open up your mouth and find a praise to utter out of your lips. You. See, only God can really activate based on your actions. Yes, words are good. Yes, affirmations are amazing. But faith without works is dead. And when I think about the times that I counsel people and when I speak to people and affirm people, I am quickly reminded that a lot of people depend on their faith, but they stop right there. They don't activate that faith by implementing their works, by implementing steps, by implementing an action that we must take as individuals that will allow God to invoke his work within us. But it starts with you. It starts with you saying, I'm tired of living like this. I'm tired of living like the victim and not being the victor that God has promised that we would be. You have to get to a point, and you know, and I hate saying this term because it's so such an overused term, but it's that term where people say, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. But you have to get to that point. You have to get to that point of being tired, of being in the dark, of being tired, of living in a life of mediocrity, because mediocrity means that you're living a life less than what God has promised. And that causes the stress, that causes the oppression, depression, suppression. It causes that. And so we have to get to that point to where we say, you know what? Me moving means I have nothing to lose, but I have everything to gain. Sometimes fear will cause you not to act, or fear will cause you not to move or make actions because you have the fear of the unknown. But if you knew what was to come, that negates faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the things and the evidence of things not seen. So when you're in that space of not knowing what to do, it's always good to pick up the Word of God, to pick up that King James or the Message Bible or the King James Bible, the Living Bible, the Amplified Bible, whatever translation suits you. You need to grab that word, because the Word of God is a manual. It's an instructional, and it will give you everything you need to be able to be successful in the kingdom of God. There is nothing new under the sun. Absolutely, positively, nothing new under the sun. Everything that you have encountered, every challenge that you face, everything has happened before in the Word of God. Everything. Have you been forsaken? It's in the Word of God. Have you been tempted? It's in the Word of God. Have you been stolen from? It's in the Word of God. Have you been cheated on? It's in the Word of God. There's nothing new under the sun. And I want to encourage you, those of you who are in a dark place, those of you who feel like there's no promise, that there's no tomorrow, I'm telling you that it is. I'm telling you that whatever it is that is torturing you, you have the power to speak to the torturer, and you have the power to dismantle any and every weapon that it is using against you. The Word of God says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. and no evil shall come nigh your dwelling. Anything that contradicts what you're feeling on the inside, anything that contradicts and wants to take away your peace is an enemy of God. It's an enemy of God. It's an enemy of your truth. It's an enemy of your promises. And so you have to open up your mouth and you have to speak to it. Tell it to stop. Shut up. Get away from me. You have no place here. You don't belong here in my life. When you start opening up your mouth and speaking to those things, when you start standing up in a place where you feel like the water is at the top of your head, when you are starting to do that, that means that your power is coming up and out of you. That means that you're empowered by the Holy Spirit. And now you're in a place, you're in a position to push forth that power into your praise. Into your praise. You know, I wanted to just give you guys an intro to this series and kind of let you know where I'm coming from and why it's been so heavy on me to speak about this to you. I think with this pandemic and everything that's going on, a lot of people are in a dark place for no other reason of uncertainties that swarm around us all in this country. But I want to be here for you. I want to encourage you, and I want to let you know that you are not alone. You are not by yourself. And for any other reason than God says, he will never leave you nor forsake you ever, never, ever. And I want you to remember that. He won't do it. He will never, ever, ever forsake you. So guys, listen, go out there, share this post with people that you know. Let them know that the Clarissa Kenty Podcast Show is now on the airwaves. And we're here to help you. I want to help you. I want this to be something that is going to be a place that you can go that not only helps you, but also helps people that you know. That you know. So listen. Let's go ahead and share this podcast with your following. Share this link out there on all your social media platforms. If this is for you, listen to it over and over. Take notes. Get your journal out. Let this be a blessing to you. If this is for someone that you know, grab this link. Send it out to them. Text them. Inbox them. Message them. Whatever you need to do. But get this information out to people, guys. This series is going to be amazing and it will be life-changing. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Clarissa Kenty Podcast Show.